Thomas. Congressman Mike Johnson's future as House Speaker remains unclear following a meeting with the Georgia GOP Congresswoman who has talked about removing him from the speakership. Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, accusing Johnson of advancing the Biden administration's agenda, says all she got from the hour-long sit-down was a lot of excuses. Ukraine reports more Russian attacks on the country's energy infrastructure, as well as deadly attacks on civilian targets. The targeting of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant has captured the attention, as well as the concern of the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency.
The IAEA, which has a small team at Zaporizhzhia, said drones hit a reactor building three times on Sunday, endangering nuclear safety. The IAEA hasn't blamed either Russia or Ukraine for the drone strikes, but its Director General, Rafael Grossi, said the attacks were reckless and must stop. Whoever is behind them, he said, was playing with fire.
The BBC's Bethany Bell. Following a raucous legislative session, Arizona lawmakers have failed to repeal the state's newly revived 1864 law that criminalizes abortion throughout a pregnancy unless the mother's life is at risk. Also at SRNnews.com, cleanup and recovery underway this morning in tornado-ravaged Slidell, Louisiana. The New Orleans metro area slammed by powerful storms yesterday. Five people under arrest in Philadelphia following yesterday afternoon's shootout between rival gangs left at least three people injured. It happened at a large gathering marking the end of Ramadan. A shooting in Washington, D.C. Last night's attack left one person dead, five injured, including a 9- and a 12-year-old. Police say the shooters got out of a car and opened fire before taking off. Dow futures down 97 points, and this is SRN News. An abortion amendment fails in Maine.
The measure failed to get enough votes in the state legislature and will not appear on the November ballot. It would have enshrined abortion in the Maine Constitution, making the procedure legal up to the moment of birth. Republican lawmakers supplied the votes to derail the amendment. Several other states will put the question of abortion to a vote of the people on Election Day this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A report from a senior doctor in England says children who question their gender identity should not receive puberty-blocking drugs or be allowed to undergo sex change operations. Hillary Cass, who was appointed to lead a review of so-called gender services in the United Kingdom, says there is no evidence that drugs or surgery improve young people's physical or mental well-being. On April 1st, doctors in England's public health system stopped prescribing puberty-blocking hormones to children. This is SRN News. The National Transportation Safety Board investigating a deadly crash involving a Ford EV. It happened earlier this month near Philadelphia.
The NTSB says a Mustang Mach-E sport utility vehicle that may have been operating on a partially automated driving system hit two stationary passenger cars on Interstate 95 early in the morning on March 3rd. Both drivers of the stationary cars were killed. The Mach-E hit a parked Toyota Prius and rammed into a Hyundai Elantra. Ford said it is researching the crash and is cooperating with investigators. The crash is the second this year involving a Mach-E that the NTSB is investigating. The first occurred on February 24th in San Antonio, Texas. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Biden and Japan's Prime Minister Kishida say the U.S.-Japan alliance is strong. Mr. Biden hosted the Japanese leader last night, a lavish state dinner at the White House. More details at SRNnews.com.